T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The point of the rally today, I gather, is trying to get the kids back into school.
That's exactly right. And not just get the kids back in school, but get the kids back in school full-time as soon as possible.
Okay. I know there's a number of issues throughout the county, throughout the whole actually country for that matter, on this issue of getting kids back in full-time. How do you envision it? Do you want to see obvious, testing, precautions, that sort of thing, vaccinations? What would be the perfect way to do this, in your opinion?
That's a good question. Sadly, right now, it seems that political science appears to be trumping actual science. I think kids, if we would keep them out of schools, it would be justified if it were keeping them out of schools were limiting transmission and saving lives, but it's not. And all the science and all the data show that there's actually no transmission in schools at all. We do not need to wait. What we need are simply masks. Our group is pro-teacher. We are pro-safety. But it's time to bring the kids back, and we need the leaders at the state and county level to work together and make this happen.
Would you be more in favor of, say, having teachers become a priority when it comes to vaccination to help this trend?
Absolutely. We are pro-teacher vaccination if they choose to be vaccinated. I think making teacher vaccinations a priority and putting them first is very important, as long as they're going back to the classroom. Yeah.
Okay. And again, testing measures for students on a regular basis, is that something that maybe would help allay fears that some may have?
Sure. I think if districts want to test, they can test if they have the means to do that. I don't think it's totally necessary. Since there's no transmission within schools, and actually school safety, kids going to school is not tied to community levels, community rates at all either. So I think it can be done safely. I think kids being in school is the safest place. Masks do the absolute very best to keep kids and teachers safe. 3 feet distance works fantastic, but it's actually not even the distance that's been shown to keep everyone the safest. It really is the masks. But sure, if districts want to test and that allays fears, sure.
Is your group, there is a lawsuit being brought against a number of districts by Hogan Willig that was found out late this past week. Is your group signing on to any of these lawsuits?
Our group is not endorsing this specifically and is not connected to it. However, I do know that a great many of our members are interested and are signing on to it. And, they have the right to do that. Our kids have been out of school almost 365 days. Parents have been very patient, and nothing's happening. And in many districts, there's not even a plan about when things are going to change. So, we support the rights of our members to do what they feel is best for their family.
Okay. You just mentioned a number of districts don't even have a plan. Wouldn't you think that has to be number one, first and foremost, before we start moving on this?
Absolutely. I think that they've been talking about it at the district and county level, but that frequently has not been conveyed to parents. If there is a plan to bring kids back full-time starting in April, starting in May, we'd like to hear about it. That being said, I don't think we need to wait until April or May. Every day is precious, every day of learning, Every day that a kid is out of school is one day too many. I think we could bring kids back end of February, beginning of March.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.